It's May, the fifth month of the year, and for many the end of the school year quickly approaches. Graduation marks new beginnings for these young people as they embark on the first leg of life's journey as adults. They will now make their own decisions. They will move to their first home away from home. They will make new friends, become stronger in their bonds of commitment, and they will begin to feel the full weight and responsibility of becoming adults, and with their newly found freedoms will come the weight of worldly demands. They will quickly become rooted and grounded in the ways of the world as those things are forced upon us today, and they will learn to obey the ways of men. Man's ways have been and continue to be fear implied. This is in their laws. One man will claim what is yours for himself, should you refuse to obey him. But the ways of the Lord will be foreign to the majority of these young people, having never been taught to them. To them, his ways will seem like constraints. To others, they will feel restrictions, taking away all the fun that the world has promised them as adults. And to others, he will appear unloving, and to even more, they will not follow him because they do not believe that he is. We have not done right by our young people today, nor have we prepared them for the predators and the wolves who will be waiting in the ditches and on the byways for them. These young people have been lied to, they've been ignored, cheated, and deceived, and each generation is enticed further and further away from God. Abraham was called by God to leave the land that he knew, to travel to a land that he was unfamiliar with and to make his home there. He was told that because of his faith, he would have followed behind him descendants as numerous as the stars. In other words, they would be too many to count. Abraham would go on to father Isaac, and Isaac would father Jacob, and Jacob, from him would come 12 sons and the birth of the nation of Israel. The journey then or now would not be an easy one, but what would be needed to make it would be provided to them, and God would watch over them, and when the time was right, he would intercede for them and bring them out of Egypt to a land that they would call their own, to a God that would call them his people, and they would call him their God. Many would have to suffer greatly for these people to know freedom, and what they would learn would stay with them, even as God showed himself to them, as they could not cleanse from their minds the things that would be around them and influence them for the entire time of their freedom. They would be taken out of captivity only to enslave themselves while thinking that they were finally free. From Exodus 8, then a new king who did not know Joseph came to power in Egypt. Look, he said to the people, the Israelites have become too numerous and too powerful for us. Come, let us deal shrewdly with them, or they will increase even more, and if the war breaks out, they may join our enemies and fight against us and leave the country. And so the Egyptians appointed taskmasters over the Israelites to oppress them with forced labor, and as a result they built Pithom and Ramesses as stores, cities for Pharaoh. But the more they were oppressed, the more they multiplied and flourished, and so the Egyptians came to dread the Israelites. They worked the Israelites ruthlessly. They made their lives bitter with hard work in brick and mortar and with all kinds of work in the fields, and every service they imposed was harsh. Life changed completely for the Hebrew people as they grew. They would eventually leave Egypt and travel roads and paths unknown to them. They would forget God very quickly, even after seeing the work of his hand. They were found often complaining about the journey, never focusing on what they had, but speaking about the old ways, and by this forgetting their misery. They remembered the comforts that they once knew, and they sought more and gave less consideration to the cost, and could be found with less thanksgiving in their hearts and more bitterness towards the change and the journey. 40 years they wandered in the desert. Think back how quickly in life these past 40 years have changed for us. But out of Abraham came a people strong and as numerous as the stars. Out of another man, the man Jesus, would come another family through whom his death and his resurrection and the birthing pains of his church, they would be called out of their own Egypt and called to follow the Lord again, following his commands and precepts, for they would not only bring life to those who obeyed them, but bring that life to them. The presence of the Holy Spirit. Out of the world would come children, followers, disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ, and who also would be as numerous as the stars, too many to count. With Jesus, though, would come the promise of a hope, eternal life. With him would come the forgiveness of our sin, the renewing of our minds, and the creation of a new heart. And with him would come a future that cannot be compared anywhere on the earth. With him we would know life. We would thrive. We would know peace, find rest, and have love beyond measure. Yes, through him all things would be made possible if we would only believe. Our schools today do not equip those graduating and who are graduating for going out into the world. And unfortunately, the church has not done her part in making them disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ. They will enter into a land that they may believe that they know how to navigate, but they will quickly find that what they know cannot prepare them for what they will be called to do. Submit and accept things as they are in order to be a part of something. Our children will know the blessings and the curses of God, whether they are found in a place of belief or not, and they will be scattered around the country, and some will travel the world, and all will be influenced by what they see and hear. Like Israel, our children will venture out into a new land. They will go where they will, do as they please, seek the pleasures of the world, and suffer for their choices. It is a part of the journey. A journey very difficult at times, filled with excitement, with adventure and temptations at every turn. There are many out there who would like to enslave them, who would like to take advantage if given the opportunity, and who would steer them wrong, abandoning them at the first opportunity. The woman folly stands opposite the woman wisdom, and she calls to those who are easily distracted and looking for a good time to be had. May we remind them as they leave home that they are not alone, but they can choose to walk the wilderness with the Lord. He will walk with them if they will invite him to come. In Deuteronomy 31:8, it is the Lord who goes before you. He will be with you. He will not leave you or forsake you. Do not fear or be dismayed. Encourage them to turn to the Lord when times of trouble face them. He will guide them and strengthen them in their afflictions. Isaiah 58:11, and the Lord will guide you continually and satisfy your desire in scorched places and make your bones strong, and you shall be like a watered garden, like a spring of water whose waters do not fail. And teach them that going along to get along seldom finds the results that they're looking for, and that being rooted and grounded in the Word of God will rock their world, and when it makes waves, he will be there to quiet the waters. Romans 12:2, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good, acceptable, and perfect. This is the value of wisdom from Proverbs 2:1-15. My son, if you receive my words and treasure up my commandments with you, making your ear attentive to wisdom and inclining your heart to understanding, yes. If you call out for insight and raise your voice for understanding, if you seek it like silver and search for it as hidden treasures, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord gives wisdom. From his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. He stores up sound wisdom for the upright. He is a shield to those who walk in integrity, guarding the paths of justice and watching over the way of his saints. Then you will understand righteousness and justice and equity, every good path. For wisdom will come into your heart, and knowledge will be pleasant to your soul. Discretion will watch over you. Understanding will guard you, delivering you from the way of evil, from men of perverted speech, who forsake the paths of righteousness, to walk in the ways of darkness, and to rejoice in doing evil, and delight in the perversiveness of evil, men whose paths are crooked, and who are devious in their ways. Many of us were not prepared when we began our own journeys, and the scars and experiences we know, we hope that our children might not suffer them as we did. But suffering is a part of life. It makes us stronger, it draws us near, and it gives depth and understanding. With these tools, we can learn to navigate the waters outside of our door, and even more importantly, those outside of our control. Put your trust in the Lord and not in men. Build your life around his word and not on false promises, and gather to yourself trustworthy and true friends, Jesus and his church, those who will not hesitate to direct your attention as you are straying off the path of truth, and let righteousness be your guide, for he will never fail you.